Canada's Top 20 Countdown.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Ennis from Yukon Blonde.
Hey, this is Paul Sonia from PS I Love You.
Hey, this is Tyler from Send the Whale.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from McKetamine.
I'm John K. Sampson.
Hi, this is Lowell Campbell of Winter Sleep.
Hi, this is Chris Conley from the band Hot Panda, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada, this is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined by Brian Cleveland, and we're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. This for the week ending Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013. Always have to look at the page. Always. And Brian's
That's all right. It helps you out.
It's your tools.
It's there.
It gives me...
Look, I'm going to read off of it here shortly.
Excellent.
It's going to tell me all kinds of things.
All kinds of fun facts, and Brian will tell you what you'll find when you go to that website, earshot-online.com.
It would be my pleasure to do that. If you go to earshot-online.com, you'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which includes the Earshot National Top 50, which comes out every Tuesday evening, is compiled by 30-odd stations, compile and submit their top 30 charts, which become the top 50. You can also find specialty charts, which include electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, monthly charts, yearly charts, and pretty cool features, including interviews, reviews, and loads more. What's going on over there?
That minute when you're a radio DJ and you realize your headphones weren't plugged in the first place and that's why you weren't hearing anything.
Yeah, you looked really confused about why things weren't working.
I was super confused. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/earshot20. And we are also on Twitter @earshot20 is our handle. Get in touch with us no matter which way. We want to hear from you. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, we also want to hear from you and give you some airtime on this show. So get in touch with us and we will do that for you. All right, we've got some good charts this week, and same number one, Crystal Castle seems to be sticking around for quite some time.
Yeah, but we're a couple of weeks into the year, and there's loads of new music coming up today, including 3 debuts in the top 20, so lots of new music. It's a new year, and some great tunes are coming out across the country.
All right, well, let's get into it and see what some of those new tunes are.
All right, at number 20, falling from 14 is Stars with the North. You're going to hear a track called Progress. Following that is a debut at number 19, Minotaurs with their album New Believers. And creeping back into the top 20, number 18 up from 32 is the Tom Fun Orchestra. And you're going to hear from Earthworm Heart when we return. We'll let you know the tracks that you heard.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Winter.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Dress the fans.
It's the Earshot 20.
And we just kicked off the first set of tunes ending there with the Tom Fun Orchestra and a track called Rowing Away. That is from their latest album, Earthworm Heart, re-entering the top 20 and the program at number 18, up from 32. Then you heard a debut at number 19, the first of three in the program today. And that was Minotaurs with their album New Believers, and you heard a track of the same name. And falling to number 20 from number 14 is Stars. And from the North, you heard Progress.
Well, there you go. And we're making some progress getting through the charts today.
Yeah.
I just try to be punny, but sometimes it doesn't work.
I like that you left a nice pause for me to make a comment on that as if it was something I should really riff on. I'm about to create a great conversation starter.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We broadcast live every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of St. John, New Brunswick, our home station, local 107.3 FM, and then are sent out for syndication across the nation. About a dozen other campus community radio stations that are picking up this show, and we thank each and every one of them, and thank you, the listeners, for tuning in. And if you have any comments or suggestions or something you might want to hear on the show, by all means, send it to us. Facebook.com/Earshot20.
For sure, yeah.
All right, we'll get back into it.
All right, as we've been saying, there's three albums debuting in the top 20 this week, but there are some other albums that are new to the program, not debuting in the top 50, but debuting on the program, and they're going to come up right now. You're going to hear from Babysitter at number 17, up from 30. From the album I, you're going to hear Witch's Finger, and after that, at number 16 from 42 is Nuggets, Original Artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 1965, 1968, and the reissue of that on CD is charting this week.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
With Joe and in the back of the van.
On Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was The Strange Loves, the track called Nighttime, from the re-release compilation Nuggets Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era, 1965 to 1968, which is at number 16 this week, up from 42. And debuting on the program at number 17, up from 30, is Babysitter. And from the album I, you heard Witch's Finger.
Witch's Finger Babysitter. Nuggets. Psychedelic.
Now you're just
let's
playing
put
word
all those
association.
Together. What do we get? Some cool music, huh?
Yeah, I'm on board.
I can word associate anything, anything. Earshot 20, Tuesday, January. Julie Dwaron.
That's not how word association works.
I'll have to work on it then. You're listening to the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the first 10 of the top 20 from earshot-online.com. We're going to keep moving along the charts here, and you're going to hear some more great music, and still one more debut to come, or two?
Two more. Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, loads of new music this week. As we're saying, it's the beginning of the year, and some releases are just starting to come out as we near the end of the first month, so stay tuned over the next few weeks. I'm sure the charts are going to continue to fluctuate like crazy.
It is kind of weird that we're already almost a month in. That seems strange to me.
Are you scared?
2013 still seems very, very, very new. I'm not fully immersed. I'm even still writing 2012.
For I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I'm not into it. 2013 doesn't sit well with me in January, and it possibly could be the freezing cold temperatures that we as Canadians are forced.
It's numbing your brain?
To put up with. Well, yeah, probably. It's giving me brain freeze.
Yeah.
Because it's just so cold. Did you know this? I didn't know this. And when I was in school, I'm not sure if this ever happened anyway, in primary school. But if the temperature reaches minus 40 or below, they cancel school.
Yeah, they canceled school this week in northern New Brunswick for a day.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. I knew snow days. I always hoped for snow. I didn't know. I just had to hope that for it to be super, super cold. But catch 22. Minus 38, no cancel. Minus 40, canceled. So you want to hope that if it's going to be cold, it's cold enough or not cold at all. Because to stand outside in minus 35
degrees for a bus. Do you think they won't cancel school if it's minus 39?
It was minus 36, between minus 36 and minus 38 yesterday. No schools canceled.
Mm. Oh, well.
Here in our area anyway. So I felt bad for the kids. Drove by in a warm car and I was like, oh, that's awful. You guys shouldn't have to stand
outside.
And
then you threw water at them.
Yeah, but when you throw it, it kind of just freezes in the air.
Oh, that's awful.
So it just
You're a bad person.
Oh, man. Anyway.
You're the cringe.
Cold temperatures. All right, let's move right along.
All right, at number 15, not 16, yet 15, down from 9 is Lady Hawk, and you're going to hear from the record, No Can Do, here is Rub Me Wrong.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way, it's the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Love you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Can hear Neil Young riding away on his crazy horse there.
No one appreciated that.
No,
that joke.
Why?
Quote unquote joke.
I thought it was pretty good. You kind of fade out, and he's riding away on this. No, okay.
And that last set for Anthony did what he did.
I thought it was great.
We can't go back from there.
I thought it was great.
You heard Lady Hawk. You heard a double shot of Lady Hawk. You heard Rub Me Wrong and Sinking Ships. They're at number 15 this week. Down from 9, and that's off of the album No Can Do. And after that was at number 14 from 24, Neil Young and Crazy Horse from Psychedelic Pill. You heard the track of the same name.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from the charts to bring you an Earshot Extra for this hour of the program. And it is a group?
Nope.
Is this the name of the album? Is that the name of the album?
I want you to just keep guessing.
All right, here we go.
This is my favorite.
Here we go. So it's a thing ever.
Give Anthony CDs and let him guess. You tell me about this album, and then I'll tell you about it.
Okay, sounds good. It's an LP from Rennie Wilson, and the name of the LP, his first ever released, Sugar Glider, and was released back in January.
Which is now.
In fact, it was just released a couple of days ago. How'd I do?
Pretty good.
Did I pass?
Pretty good. Okay. This CD had more information than most CDs have on it, so that was pretty good. It is debuting this week at number 23, And it's a pretty cool release. I've listened to it a few times, and so far it is definitely my favorite release of the year that I've heard out of Canada. So definitely check it out. And yeah, it has a real 80s Aerial Pink Song Graffiti kind of sound to it. Some pretty cool tunes. And I'm sure you're going to see it into the top 20, but we're going to give you a preview this week with the track Who Was I?
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. And there you have it.
That was Who Was I by Rennie Wilson, who is sitting at number 23 with his debut record, Sugar Glider. So stay tuned over the next couple weeks. I'm sure you're going to hear from him more.
That was an Earshot Extra for us. Now we're going to get back into the charts and give you the last three of this hour, the last three of the first 10 before we move into the top 10. That's coming up very soon. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
All right, you're going to hear from Yo La Tengo sitting at number 13, which is their debut spot of their brand new record, Fate. And you're going to hear a track called Stupid Things. Following that, number 12 will be Tame Impala. And after that, Mac DeMarco.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
¶¶ Yeah.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
Knows when it's me, knows how I'm feeling, and gives me a healing. Oh, Annie, sit down beside me, let me confide in. Honey, I'm lonely. I'm going down. So low. Oh, Annie, sit down beside me, let me confide in you. You know when I'm blue, you know when I'm lonely. Honey, I'm lonely.
The Earshot 20.
And that was Annie by Mac DeMarco, this week at number 11, rising one spot with his album Mac DeMarco 2. At number 12, Damn From 6 was Tame Impala, and from the album Lonerism you heard Apocalypse Dreams. And starting off that set was our second to last debut this week. At number 13, Yola Tango, from the album Fade you heard Stupid Things.
All right. As always, that rounds off the top 10. When we come back, we will have, or the top 10, rounds off the bottom 10, or the first 10, and when we come back, you will hear the top 10. Remember, you can get in contact with us a number of ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20, and we are on Twitter. It's @earshot20. That's our handle. We'll be back with more, so stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.